Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Yisuf ben Bracha, Menachem Elchanan ben Brindel, for Shlema, Yisuf Baruch ben Rus, for Shlema, Nomi Bas Tova, Refuah Shlema, and Bracha Batzlacha, Moshe Kafriel, ben Yehudis, Amr Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Brachas Memehe, Minayin She'ena Metargem Rashai Lahagbia Kola Yosem and Akore. How do we know that the Metargem, the one who translates the Torah into Aramaic, is not allowed to raise his voice higher than the one who actually reads the Torah? She'emar, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe Yedaber V'Helokim Ya'anenu B'kol. Moshe would speak and God would respond to him with a voice. She'ein tam lomar b'kol, wasn't necessary for the Torah to state with a voice. It would have sufficed to say, and Hashem would respond to him. What does it mean with a voice? What's extra with a voice? B'kol shel Moshe teaches that Hashem responded with the voice of Moshe, with a voice equal to that of Moshe. This is referring to the Aseres HaDibros, the people heard only the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. The others were transmitted by Hashem to Moshe, who in turn repeated them to Am Yisrael. Thus, Moshe was Hashem's translator. Now, since Hashem's words are spoken only to Moshe, it would have been appropriate for Hashem to speak in a low voice and for Moshe to repeat these words in a loud voice so that he be heard by all the Jews who were assembled at Har Sinai. Why was it necessary for Hashem to speak to Moshe in a tone of voice similar to the one that Moshe himself employed when he spoke to the nation? So therefore, the Gemara concludes that the translator cannot raise his voice above that of the reader. So therefore Hashem had to raise his voice so that Moshe would be permitted to speak in a voice loud enough to be heard by everybody. Tanya Nami Hachi was similarly taught in a Braisa, and a Metagam Rashalag Biakol Yosim and Akari. The translator isn't permitted to raise his voice above that of the reader. And if it is impossible for the translator to raise his voice to the level of the Kore, Yemayich HaKore Kolo V'Yikra, the reader should lower his voice to the level of the voice of the translator and read. This is very interesting, this Gemara. We have a Tanya Nami Hachi Apraisa. It seems from the end of the Braisa that they should be reading with an equally leveled voice. Says Maran Arav in the Ein Hayah, page 43. Nira madvar misiyum lashon abraisa she'ashivu shel hametargim ha'makori o ha'ikar v'kishem she'en hametargim v'shelag b'yakol yosim min ha'korei v'chinam ha'korei shelag b'yakol yosim min ha'metargim. Just like the metargim is not allowed to raise his voice higher than the korei is also not allowed to raise his voice higher than the Metargem. And therefore it says that if the Metargem cannot raise his voice equal to that of the Kore, because his voice is going to be lower than the Kore should lower his voice. So from the end of the Braisa, the Iker seems that they should be equal. There should be a shivui between the Metargem and the Kore. However, the Gemara starts with the Yisod, Shelo yagbia hametargem kolo me'akore. That the metargem should not raise his voice higher than the kore. Kanere shebaze yitzok davar yoter ikari o yoter muchrach lihizaher me'atzad hasheni hamuvan gamken yoser bipshitus. With these words, that the metargem should not raise his voice higher than the kore, this seems to be something more ikari, more fundamental, something that we have to be more careful about, which is also more understood. And now we're going to explain this inyan of the Metargem not raising his voice higher than the Kore. Why can the Metargem not raise his voice higher than the Kore? What's the idea? So first of all, it's a nice deal that at the beginning the ikar is that the Metargem shouldn't raise his voice more than the Kore, and then the Tamei Nami Hachi seems to be that they have to be equal. The ikar is that they should have the same voice level. From the beginning, it seems that the emphasis is on the Metargem should be higher than the Kore. Why not? Omer Maran Rav, Ha'arat Davar Nira Ba'Asher Tachlit Torat Hashem HaTmima V'to'alta b'Yisrael teitzei mishtei eile miyesod hazgula v'hakdusha sheish b'torat Hashem sheteromem et kol nefesh hanehnet le'ora liyot krova el hakdusha v'hamor ha'eloki lo levad lefi etzem ha'idiyah niknet ki im b'zgulat hadar kedushata tikne levav ha'dveikim v'hagogim ba lirumem otam במעלה עליונה. כסגולת העוסק בתורה לשמה, שמגדלתו ומרוממתו על כל המעשים שהיא בעוצם קדושתה. What this is teaching us is that the Torah is perfect. Torah is Hashem Tamim. And the toelus of the Torah emerges from two aspects. There is this skula of Torah, that if you get close to this Kedusha, if you get close to this light, you're going to become holier. You're going to be elevated. It's not about Yediyah Satara, it's about skula Satara. V'hagdula v'haromamus hazos, this holiness of Torah comes from the skulas elokiyuta shel Toratenu hakdosha. מצד שהיא תורת השם מדבר פיו ודבר פיו תקנה כל נפש לפי ערכה בעסק תורתנו הקדושה. When you learn לעסוק בדברי Torah, just being עוסק in Torah, even if you don't understand the Torah, even if you're not learning the דיון of ידיעה סתורה, even if you're not הבונה סתורה, but בעצם עסק התורה, just being involved in Torah sanctifies you, purifies you. It's one aspect of Torah, this gula of Torah, this magical charm of Torah, the special light of Torah, the warmth of Torah, the holiness of Torah. V'atoelet ha'shniya ba'amitzad ha'idiya she'idiyat ha'torah telamed le'adam ליחיד ולציבור נתיב יושר ללכת בדרך חיי עולם וחיים טובים ומאושרים גם כן בעולם הזה. Second benefit of Torah is the Yediyah Satara. It teaches you, the individual, the community, the straight path to go on to give you good life even in this world. And that's the Kore in the Metargem. The Kore is reading the words. They don't understand. It's Hebrew, it's Lashon HaKodesh. They don't know. That's for Kedusha Satora. Skula Satora. Like Rav Soloveitchik says about the reading of the Torah on Monday and Thursday, Kriya Satora Barabim is Tiura Gavra. It purifies the person. You hear Kriya Satora publicly. It's not for learning. You're not learning with the Radak and with the Sforno and with the Rashbam and with the Ibn Ezra and with the Morachayim HaKadosh. You're just being purified because you're hearing words of Torah. That's the Kore. And there's the Metargem, that's Yediyah Satora. It's also important. He explains it to them. And you can't go to either extreme. I just want the school of the Torah, or I just want the Yediyah of the Torah. And therefore it says, Lo yagbia ha-metargem kolo me'akore. Don't go to an extreme. Don't say, oh!
Oh, the Iker is Havana. No. They're both Iker. They're both Iker. And therefore the voices of the reader and the translator must be equally modulated. Same decibel level. Because if they say, oh, there's no skula satorah, there's only a dia satorah, there's going to be a churban. Shelo bircho batorah tchila of the aretz, Chazal tell us. Because they didn't make bircho satorah. Because they didn't appreciate. Skula satorah, when Torah is only about yedias, they lost the Beis HaMikdash. So ain't I'm a tire game, be careful. You don't want to lose the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't I'm a tire game, shall I be a kol yosim and akore. Because people think Torah is like, you know, secular knowledge, chas shalom. Just, you know, you learn it. You know it, you have yedias. That's all it is, no? Torah is a skula. Torah sanctifies you. So the Metargam can't go higher than the Koray. But as we learn at the end, the Koray is also not allowed to go higher than the Metargam. Because then you're saying, oh, the Ikar is skula, it's a Torah. You don't have to know anything. Just read it. Don't worry about it. It'll make you holy. You need both, equal. And if the Metarge, if the Kore has a louder voice, he has to lower it. Because you don't want people to think that you're just going after this gula. You need the idea also. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered his voice to Moshe's level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the Kore. That's the school of Satorah. Moshe Yedaber V'Elokim Ya'anenu V'Kol Shel Moshe. Same voice modulation. Moshe's the Metargam. Moshe's explaining to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kore. That's the skula you're getting from the mouth of God. That's so holy. We don't have a thing. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's holy. It's from the mouth that elevates us. It purifies us. Moshe Rabbeinu is Yediyah. It's understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered his voice so it would be like Moshe. Sometimes if you tell people just to go for the skula, they're going to go far away from the Torah. They don't understand. They don't know what's going on. So we say, okay, lower your voice. Make sure that they have the idea too. And then eventually, Amor Shabbat Yechzirim Lamutav, then they're going to look at the school afterwards. B'toch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma. If you can't, they can't get the skula in a big way, if they're going to run away from Torah, then lower your voice to equal it to the idea. Could be maybe that according to the Tanya Nami Hachi, and a matar game Rashai like Bia Kol Yosim and Akore. Because maybe the matar game is going to want to give them skula satorah. See, it's even greater than Yediyah. Yediyah is just knowledge, but skula is the holiness of the Torah. That's greater. No. It's going to cause people to distance themselves from the Torah because they don't get it. They just understand Yediyah. Beautiful. So if we say, lower your voice, make it equal to the Yediyah, so they also get Yediyah. Even though they don't appreciate the school, and then Amor Sheba Yachzirim Lamutav. Also, there's Shimon Pazi, the same Lashon. Shein and Mitargim, they both start off the same way. Shein and Mitargim, Mashalek, Bia Kole, Yosimina Kore. The Mitargim can't go higher than the Kore, even though he wants to give them skula in a big way. Even though he wants to give them, Yediya. Can't do that, because he also needs skula. But if the kore is louder, if you may have shown a tagging like be a kole my kore, if the kore is louder, and the mitagim can't reach it, oh, you want to give them the skula? Again, skula, the specialness of Torah, is the reader, that they don't understand, they just get the holiness. The mitagim is the explanation. Yediyah Satorah. So in the Tanya Nami Hachi it says, if the Metargin can't reach the Kore should lower his voice. Meaning, don't give them too much Zgula because they're going to distance themselves from Torah because they don't have Yediyah. Moshe Yadav El Kimian Eno Bakal, Hashem lowers his voice. Should be the same as Moshe. So we have both. We have Zgula and Yediyah on the same level. Because a Jew needs both. You know Torah is holy. Have Yediyah Satorah. Rav Kook has a famous letter. It's Igros to the Ritbaz, Wilikowski, where he says, Klal Yisrael also. We have the Kedush of Shemiras HaMitzvahs, which is like Yediyah. And then we have a Kedush of Seskula. We're holy no matter what. The Rav continues that Seskula and Yediyah are parallel to Kavana and Maisa. Skula is Kavana, the holiness, the intention, the Kedusha, and Yediyah is Maisa. D. Ki Ashlama Pratit Taleb Yitron Alecha Kavana V'gagwe Nefesh Adam Ashalem Lavat Yotzro Yitbarach Heim Darkei Ashlemut Pratit Ve'osafa B'chol HaMagia Lavo Lazeh Yitron Gadol. Because the shleimus of a person is telling his kavana, that a person has gaguim, he is yearning to love Hashem. Shleimus hapratis. The more the better. What about the nation? What's the perfection of the nation? Maisim. We're not focusing on the kavana. We have to have unity as a nation. That everybody's doing the right maisim. And you can't forget about either. Because if the prat is weakened, the klal will also be weakened. So the person has to have kavana for the klal, so the klal is stronger. But in the klal, the ikar is maisim, but once the klal has to have both, maisim and kavanas. The prat primarily, we're more interested in his kavanas. His maisim are mitzad the klal. It's beautiful if he said that there's a machlokas haposkim, whether it's tzichus kavana or not tzichus kavana. You have to have kavana. You're going to be able to say the mitzvah before you do it or not. Am I going to have Ram Paskins, mitzvah rabbanan, ain't tzriches kavana. The rice is tzriches kavana. What's the pshat? Because why do we keep the race so far? Why do we preserve the words of the rabbis? For the shlemus haklalis, for the unity of Klal Yisrael. So there, that's the rabbanan. Was the rabbinic laws, ain't tzriches kavana. You don't have to have special kavana. The ikar is the maisa for the klal. The Torah Shleimus of the Klal and the Prat. So therefore you need both Kavana and Maisa. You need Kavana too. Because the Torah covers Shleimus HaPrat as well. And that's shot in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yan ki niga shamazeh befiv uvisvatsav kibduni v'liwa chorachin gemeni. The Jewish people are doing mitzvahs by rote, externally, with their mouth, with their lips, but they're not really feeling your shemayim. That even their yira is milumada. Not only are they doing mitzvahs by rote, as I once saw Rav Amital said, even their yira is by rote. This pasuk is quoted by all the Bali Musar. And therefore, what's going to be the punishment of not having proper kavana? They're going to lose the chachma of the chachamim. Why? Because by not having kavana, when there's samach ala musav mosad haklali, le'chushil ha'shlam ha'pratis l'chavin levav and levodas Hashem. They're only focusing on the klal. They don't have kavana. Said Yeshaya, the klal is tolerating in the shlemus of the prat. And if you don't have the prat, you don't have the klal either. And therefore they're going to lose the chachma of the chachamim, which relates to the klal. Because they didn't have kavana, which is mashlim the prat, we're showing that you don't have a prat, you don't have a klal either. You're going to lose the chachma of the chachamim. We're there to preserve the cohesiveness of Klal Yisrael. To show that if the Pratim are lacking, we also lose the Klal. The Avdo Chachmas Chachamav. And of course, the Tikkun is to get the Kavana back. And then we have the Shlemus HaPrat and the Shlemus HaKlal. And we have that together with the Maisa. So these are Yisodos Gedolim B'Siyata D'Shmaya and Avodas Hashem. And pshat, push pshat in the Gemara. Maridik, maridik. We learn the Yisod of Yediya Satorah and Skula Satorah. We learn Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, Skula Satorah. We learn that the Kore is the Skula Satorah and the Metargim is Yediya Satorah. And they have to be equal, not one more than the other. And even if you want to make school of Satorah greater, it's not good because people are just going to say, oh, what is it worth? I don't understand the thing. You have to equate Yediyah Satorah, same voice modulation. We learn for the individual, the Iker is the Kavana. For the Klal, the Iker is the Maisim. But if you weaken the individuals, the Klal is also weakened. And therefore they didn't have Kavana when the individual was weakened. They also lost their Klal, they lost their Chachamim to lead them, to guide them. And we learn mitzvichas kavana midaraisa because there the ikar is the complete shleimus of klal and prat. You need mice and kavana. Whereas the rabbanans, you don't need kavana because there the ikar is the mice. No, we should be zelchel lilmal du lalam edlishma las lekaim. It's called the reis nam torah. So be havel. Umein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.